You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is our ultimate treasure. Discover what Jesus said about selling our possessions in week two of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
We are continuing our series and we call that I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. So, nag-start na po tayo last week and this will be our second week and then we're gonna be spending two more weeks para po dito sa series natin. But before anything else, you know, talking about I wish Jesus didn't say that, may experience po ako last week, yung sinamahan ko po yung panganay kong anak sa U.S. Embassy to have her interview, visa interview. And habang nasa loob na po kami, kasi sa labas pa lang mahaba na yung pila, pagdating sa loob, may mahaba pa din ang pila, may mga tatlong windows pa bago yung interview. And habang nakaupo po kami, syempre, yung anak ko, kabado, ano ba to, ma-approve ba or hindi. Sa windows po kasi, may makikita kayo na ini-interview. Okay? So, tinatanong yung background mo, ganito, ng mga console. And may mangilan-ngilan at somehow marami din na after ng interview kasi naririnig nyo po naka-mic yung ano yung console. So somehow naririnig nyo din sa habang naghihintay kayo. And some of them would say, "I'm sorry, maybe you can try next time applying." So some of them sad face po talaga pag alis nila. Maybe some of you knows what I'm talking about. And habang lumalayo po sila from that window, iniisip ko po, maaaring iniisip nila, I wish that console didn't say that. Na sana hindi niya sinabi na, I'm sorry. Sana sinabi niya, congratulations. Okay? So, and I thank God and because yung sa anak ko po, buti na lang yun na sinabi niya sa anak ko, congratulations. Kaya, thank God that console did say that. Pero talking about that, marami po tayong ganung experience. That I didn't say that. Personally, meron po akong experience na ganun. Usually po, pag 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, bago po mag-service, umiikot po ako. And I get to know people na hindi ko po mga usually nakikita. And meron po akong mga experience na may tatanungin po ako, sasabihin ko, buntis ka ba? Buntis ka ba? Ay, pastor, hindi po. Dalaga pa po ako. yung parang pagkatalikod ko, yung iniisip ko, I wish I didn't say that. Sana yung gusto mo na lang mawala, parang na-offend pa yata. After po nun, hindi ko na nakita ever since sa church. Okay, joke lang naman, nakikita ko pa rin siya. And meron pa rin po akong experience, umiikot ako, may magkatabi. Okay, sabi kong gano'n, tatay mo? Ah, hindi po, pastor, husband ko po. Ay, sorry. Sabi. Alam mo, bagay kayo. Di ba? Alam mo, yung kakambyo ka na lang, pero gusto mo yung, may mga experience ka, di ba, yung parang gusto mo right there and then mawala ka talagang bigla, parang sa kahihiyan. Okay? Meron din naman, kung estudyante ka dito, high school, maybe college ka, pagka may, sabing gano'n ng teacher mo, next week may quiz tayo, okay, wag niyo kalilimutan. Then dumating yung next week. Then 10 minutes na lang matatapos na yung magre-ring na yung bell, matatapos na yung klase. Then all of a sudden may classmate kayo, medyo sip-sip ang dating, di ba? Ma'am, meron po tayong quiz, di ba? Di ba? Parang magugulat ka. Hindi na nga naalala eh. I wish you didn't say that, di ba? Parang gusto mo na lang pigilin. Pero may mga bagay po tayo na gano'n na I wish I didn't say that or somebody didn't say that. Kaya po ito yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And let me just make a recap kung ano po yung pinag-usapan natin last week at sa mga susunod pa. Last week, we talked about love your enemies. And somehow, medyo kakaiba to. But sinabi ni Jesus, love your enemies where in fact, those people offended me, took advantage of me, hurt me a lot. Now, Jesus will tell me, love your enemies. Pero ang kaibahan po dito, sinasabi ni Jesus, when we love our enemies, because we need to understand, first of all, we are enemies of God. But because of the grace and the mercy of God, minahal po tayo ng Panginoon. That is why ang pinanggagalingan po ni Jesus dito is not just you and me loving our enemies, but because of Him giving an example, the best example of loving His enemies. At tayo po yun, minahal po tayo ng Panginoon. And somehow, iisipin po natin, ang hirap nito. But again, by the grace of Jesus, magagawa po natin ito. Also, this week, tonight, we'll talk about sell all that you have. Okay, so again, this is something that alam mo, baka isipin natin, ah, ganun pala sinabi ni Lord. Kailangan there are some people that, you know, they will receive a message, a call from God to really do this. Pero, again, hindi po ibig sabihin na sinabi po ni Jesus to, ah, ganun na rin po tayo. We need to really be discerning and really ask God about this. You know, sell all that you have. Ako po, hirap ako dito kasi, di ba, parang yung sa, ang dami kong mga, sa garahe ko, may Porsche Lamborghini ako, di ba? Paano ko ibebenta to, Lord? Okay, sell all that you have. So, joke lang po yun, ha? Wala po akong ganon. Pero, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin today. And that's gonna be very interesting. And next week, we'll talk about hate your own family. Grabe, ang lalim nito. Okay, hate your own family. How could Jesus say that those words, to hate my own family? Also, last week po, you will be persecuted. So I wish Jesus didn't say this. Okay, pwede bang encourage mo naman yung katabi mo na sabihin mo, guess what, you will be persecuted. Sabihin mo sa katabi, encourage mo lang. Okay, yun o, di ba? Parang nakaka-encourage talaga. But again, don't prejudge the topics. I want to make sure, let us make sure na makaka-attend po tayo ng mga itong topic na to next week and next week. Kasi po, baka ginudge natin, agad, grabe naman si Jesus. Ano ba itong napasukan ko? Kulto ba to? Okay? Hindi na ako a-attend dito. So, para po maintindihan natin yung mga words ni Jesus, attend po tayo next week and next week. Okay? Okay po ba yun? I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet as we read God's Word tonight. Masaya po ba kayo? This is our last service for every Sunday. Sino po masaya nandito kayo ngayon sa church? Okay, masaya din po ako and I'm so glad to be here. I thank God for just this time, spending this time with all of you. I want to read from the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 22. This is a story of a rich young ruler. Sabi po dito, let me just read it for all of us. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher," I want you to take note of that word, good teacher, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Verse 19, "You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And then in verse 20, "And he said to him, teacher, all of these I have kept from my youth." Bata pa lang ako, ginagawa ko na to. And then, Jesus looked at him, loved him. I love this word. Loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And then last verse, "Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had so much wealth, great possessions in life." Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray, God, we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Lord, we pray, God, that you would open our hearts that we may receive, Lord, your very message, Lord, about your lordship, about you being the boss, the master, the ruler, the one who calls the shot over our lives. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for just gathering all of us here tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. May you receive all the glory and honor. May you increase and I may decrease. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, makakaupo na po tayong lahat. I wish Jesus didn't say that. You know, I remember po yung college pa lang ako at saka yung wife ko. Nag-aaral pa lang po kami. Classmate po kami ng wife ko. Yung naligaw po ako sa kanya. Medyo it would, kasi sabi po ng yung dating girlfriend ko po, ngayon asawa ko na, kung magiging tayo, alam mo, ayoko sa showbiz kasi na, kaya iniwan ko po yung showbiz noon. Sobrang, it cost me a lot. Okay, so sabi, ayoko ng rumors, ayoko ng chismis. So, joke lang po yun. Baka naniniwala po kayo dito. But, you know, but there are things that I really gave up just to pursue my wife now. Mabarkada po ako noon, mapalakaibigan, mabisyo din. But I need to turn away from those because she's someone that I really value the most. And I believe that some of us here, ganun din po tayo, if there's something that we value that is so important to us, sometimes or somehow, even it would cost us much, we would be willing to give it away, to give it up, just to pursue that thing or just to pursue that someone. And kaya nga po, maaring marami po sa atin dito, yung mga nanay, yung mga lolo't lola natin, alam niyo po, pagka nagliligawan, di ba? Sasabihin nila, yung iba pinag-iigib, yung iba nangaharana pa, di ba? Ngayon po, wala na siguro ganun ngayon sa generation natin, pero yung panahon na yon, talagang gagawin nila, sasabihin pa nila, susungkitin ko ang langit, ang bituin, ang buwan. So kulang na lang po, sungkitin pati mga sampay ng kapitbahay para lang po maibigay sa nililigawan nila, sa mga iniirog nila. Why? Because even it would cost them much, they are willing to give it away just to pursue someone that they love, someone that they value, someone that is so important to them. So, but on that view, ito pong binasa nating scripture, ito pong rich young ruler, kakaiba po to sa sinasabi ko po na gagawin mo ang lahat. Ito pong pag-uusapan natin ngayon, very interesting. He has so many things in the world, but somehow when God touched what he values, it's so hard for him to give it away. And that's what we're going to learn tonight as we unpack, unwrap the scripture, the passage of the scripture. And we're going to learn actually three issues dito po sa passage na to. Unang issue po na gusto kong pag-usapan natin is talks about salvation. Yung unang issue po dito sa verse na binasa natin is really about salvation. In fact, makikita po natin sa verse 17 to. Sabi po dito, and as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him. Now, I want you to notice this. You know, during those times, a Middle Eastern people will never run because for them, that will be crude. Yung mga panahon po na yun, pag may status ka, pag mayaman ka, you should not be running. Kasi pagka tumatakbo ka, alta sa syudad ka, mayaman ka, parang it is unacceptable. Pag mayaman ka during that time, dapat naglalakad ka. Alam mo yung mga lakad mayaman ka lang. Dapat chill ka lang during that time. But this time, it was commendable dito po sa lalaking ito because he was running. And not just he was running, but he knelt before Jesus. And makikita po natin, during that time, Jesus was actually despised. Dun po sa panahon na yon. Now, how come this young man, knowing that this person whom are we calling rabbi, yet he was despised, so pero nag-kneel down pa rin siya kay Jesus. That is why, you know, in his humility, in his perseverance, somehow this is commendable. As if talagang para pong yung iisipin natin, sana maging katulad din ako nito. You know, yung hunger, yung desire, yung passion. And kung titignan po natin, this story, real story, not this is not just a parable. Okay? Nangyari po talaga to. And makikita din po natin to sa book of Matthew chapter 19 and Luke chapter 18. And in those books of the gospel, may kita po natin that this guy, this young man, was a rich man. Okay? In fact, sabi po doon, young man, probably he was about 20 to 40 years old. So, ibig sabihin, kung titignan po natin na itong lalaking to, mayaman, bata pa, yung status niya, ruler, okay, parang sinasabi pa natin ngayon, pwede sabihin natin, parang nasa kanya na po ang lahat. Okay, parang nga, kung pwede lang natin sabihin sa kanya, eh di wow, di ba, ikaw na, di ba, parang nasa kanya na po eh. But yet, he run and knelt down before Jesus, and then sabi niya po dito, very interesting, good teacher. Okay, good teacher. Probably because he was searching something back that Jesus would appreciate him. Kaya sinabi niya pong good teacher because somehow there's something in him. You know, I've done this, I've done that. That is why I'm going to call you good teacher so that when you reply to me, you would somehow acknowledge me as something, as someone who is good, righteous. Kaya nga po sinabi niya, good teacher. Now, this is the clincher. What must I do to inherit eternal life? You know, there are so many things that we think for us to inherit salvation, eternal life. And some people, most of the people would do so many crazy things para lang po ma-assure tayo, para lang po ma-secure tayo na, Lord, maliligtas ako. Ligtas ako. Alam mo yung parang, well, again, marami po sa atin dito, when someone preached the gospel to you, you responded. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin na ganun po yung when we responded. But there's something that we need to realize that, you know, following Jesus, making Him as our Lord and Savior is not just really about, you know, knowing na parang sinasabi po natin, gawin ko lang to, gawin ko lang itong bagay na to, then I'm saved. We need to realize that our salvation is not really dependent on what we can do for God or what we have done for God. Our salvation really depends on what Jesus Christ has done for all of us. Nakadepende po yun kung ano yung ginawa ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Kaya po meron tayong salvation, kaya po meron tayong kaligtasan. But somehow, this guy never understood it. Because he thought, lahat ng mga ginagawa ko, Lord, ito na yung pogi points ko so that I will be saved. Yet, tinanong niya po dito, what must I do to inherit eternal life? But even though in his mind, at the back of his mind, he knows, you know, he's just waiting for the answer of Jesus. Well, because of the things that you've done, babasahin po natin mamaya yon. Because of this, because of that is why you're gonna inherit eternal life. Pero hindi po ganon. Hindi po dahil lagi tayo nag-a-attend ng church, hindi tayo nalilate, hindi dahil so, tayo yung pinakamaingay pagka may praise and worship, tayo talaga yung sumisigaw, hindi talaga pagka nagtaas tayo ng kamay, talagang parang walang sinabi yung katabi natin, talagang kulang na lang abutin natin yung langit. Hindi po dahil pagka tithes and offering, talagang tayo po yung nagbibigay ng, yung, you know, with a big amount. Hindi po ganon. It doesn't depend on what we can do for God. Our salvation is not dependent on what we can do for God. It's all about what Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago has done for you and me. Yun po yung salvation natin. Yun po yung kaligtasan natin. Pero hindi po naintindihan ng rich young man na binasa po natin. So that is the first issue na makikita po natin dito sa scripture na to. The second issue, it talks about obedience. Okay? Sa Tagalog po, ito po yung pagsunod. And I believe that lahat po tayo dito at one way or the other, I believe masunurin po. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha ba masunurin yan? So lahat naman po tayo dito, I'm sure, okay, there's an obedient heart inside of us. Parang ito pong pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. And sabi po sa verse 18 to 20, listen to this. After asking Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, with all the cleverness, with all the intelligence and his awesome wisdom, Jesus answered back this young man with an answer. Sabi po ni Jesus dun sa young man, after asking him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Sabi po ni Jesus, why do you call me good? Okay? Then, finalo up niya po, sabi niya po dito, no one is good except God alone. Now, I want you to realize that Jesus himself never deny his deity. Yung sinabi niya po, no one is good except God alone. Hindi niya po dininay yung deity niya. Because we need to realize that Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% man. The reason why he mentioned this, no one is good except God alone, parang sinasabi niya po, tinawag mo akong good teacher. Kaya tatanungin kita, sasabihin ko sa iyo, no one is good except God alone. Kasi when you say good teacher, you must be implying, you must be telling me that I am Lord over your life. That I am the one who calls the shot, that I am the one who is the master, who is the boss of your life. Kaya po yun yung sinabi niya dito. Kaya nga po yung tinanong ng young man, probably itong si Jesus, good teacher, Baka po na siguro sa baka po reaction ni Jesus doon, no? 'Di ba? We, 'di ba parang kasi really talagang tinawag mo ang good teacher. Do you really understand that word? It means to say that you are willing that I am your Lord. I am your master. Kaya nga po parang in this scripture po, in this passage of scripture, we would really realize and know somehow there's something is wrong with that young man's attitude, with the young man's heart or desire or maybe passion in running towards God. Pero makikita po natin when we talk about obedience, it's really about, you know, it's really about the overflow. Kung ano po yung pagmamahal sa atin ng Panginoon, kaya po tayo nag-o-obey. Hindi po dahil sa gusto po nating magpakitang gilas sa Panginoon, kaya tayo mag-o-obey. In fact, sabi rin po sa verse 19, you know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. So, kumbaga, makikita po natin, napaka-impressive po ng ginawa nitong lalaking ito. But yet, sabi po sa verse 20, and he said to him, teacher, all these I have kept from my youth. Isn't it true that, you know, with all our self-righteousness, we will tell God, Lord, this is how I show my obedience to you. I help the poor. Again, I give to missions, I give my tithes and offering. You know, I attend church, I attend my victory group, I attend someone, you know, all the trainings so that I will grow. Those are good things. In fact, we highly encourage you to do that. But then again, we need to realize kaya po natin nagagawa yun. Kaya po tayo excited mag-attend ng church. Kaya tayo excited mag-pray. Kaya tayo excited magbasa ng Bible. That is not because of our obligation to God, but it is only because of the overflow of knowing and understanding how God loved us so much. Kaya po pag nagsisimba tayo, excited tayo kasi alam natin, Lord, nandito ako kasi sa biyaya mo lang. Dahil mahal mo ako. Nagpe-pray ako, hindi dahil magaling ako, dahil may kailangan ako, pero nagpe-pray ako, Lord, dahil overflow lang to ng pagmamahal mo sa akin. Lord, magbibigay ako kasi overflow lang to, knowing that you are the source, not my bank account, not my position, not my income, but you are the source. That is why I'm giving. Hindi po tayo magmamalaki sa Panginoon because God is the source of everything. Kaya nga po sinasabi nitong lalaking to, teacher, all these I've kept from my youth. Now, let me just expound more about obedience. What obedience is not? Okay, ano po ba? You know, somehow we have the mindsets of, okay, itong ginagawa ko, therefore, I'm obeying God. But we need to realize that doing good things, obedience is not just doing good deeds. Ang pag-obey po, ang pagsunod po sa Panginoon, hindi po ibig sabihin na gumagawa po tayo ng mga magagandang bagay. Well, those are good, pero pagka ang motibo po natin is just to perform and tell God, Lord, this is what I've done and this is what I'm going to do, therefore, you need to accept me. Therefore, I need to be in your house or I need to be with you. Okay? So obedience, first of all, is not doing good to be noticed. Ang obedience po, hindi natin gagawin ng isang bagay para po mapansin ng mga tao o para po magpapansin tayo sa Panginoon. Just to impress God, impress people. Because obedience, even though wala po nakakita sa atin, sold out po tayo, Lord, I'm gonna obey you. Even though my victory group leader, even though my pastor don't see me, even though my wife doesn't see me right now, I will obey you. Hindi po ang obedience ang nakakita sa akin, therefore, Lord, mag-o-obey ako sa'yo. Malalaman po natin that we are obeying all the more pag wala na pong nakapaligid sa atin. Because obedience is not doing good to be noticed. Also, obedience is not about fulfilling our obligations. Yung parang feeling natin, obligado tayo. Kaya minsan, burden na burden tayo. Ano ba naman to? Sunday na naman, church na naman. Ang init-init kaya, ang hirap lumabas. Kaya pagpunta natin sa church, parang may utang na loob pa si Lord sa atin. Lord, ha? Ang init-init, pero nandito ako ngayon, nag-worship ako sa'yo. minsan burden na burden tayo. Feeling natin, we are doing things out of obligations. But obedience is not about obligation. Hindi po tayo inuobliga ng Panginoon. Kaya po tayo mag-o-obey simply because, again, it's just an overflow. Lord, ang bait mo. With all your faithfulness, with all your goodness na pinakita mo sa buhay ko, sa pamilya ko, kaya nandito ako ngayon. Because obedience is not about fulfilling our obligations to God. And also, obedience is not to make ourselves better people. Kaya po tayo sumusunod sa Panginoon, kaya tayo nag-o-obey. Hindi po tayo para maging, Lord, para maging, you know, so that people would see me, look at me na, you know, I'm okay. I'm a Christian. Okay? I'm a religious person. This is not for us to be better people. We obey because God chose us. We are royal priesthood, sabi po sa 1 Peter. Pinili na po tayo ng Panginoon. Hindi na po tayo, hindi na po natin kailangan mag-perform. So this is not to make ourselves better people. Because in the sight of God, we are who we are in the sight of God. And therefore, pag nag-obey po tayo, dahil po naintindihan natin, Lord, namatay ka para sa akin. That's why I'm gonna do this. It's not gonna be an obligation, it's not gonna be a burden, it's not gonna be a struggle for me. But Lord, I'm gonna give everything to you. That is obedience. But somehow, ito po yung hindi naintindihan nitong young man na pinag-uusapan natin. Because he thought it's an obligation for him. Because he thought he needs to impress God, impress people. Because he thought, pagka ginawa niya to, he would be a better person. Pero hindi po ganun. Obedience, though it is simple, it's not easy. Kaya nga po, marami po sa atin na pag may sinasabi po ang Panginoon na isang bagay, ang hirap po para sa atin. Though kung iisipan natin, simple lang naman, sumunod lang tayo. Pero ang hirap nating bitawan, ang hirap nating mag-obey. Because obedience is really about knowing who God is, knowing who our Lord and Savior is. And that is Jesus Christ. That is salvation and obedience. Also talking about obedience, doing good things for God without loving Jesus is turning our Christian faith into one more religion. Pagka nagiging routine na lang po yung ginagawa natin. Sabi ni pastor, mag-pray daw. Sabi ni, magbasa daw ng Bible. Pag naging routine na lang po, without the love, without the desire to really know God's word, ano ba talaga, Lord, ang sinasabi mo sa akin ngayong araw na to? Pero for the sake of magbasa lang, kasi sabi nung victory group leader ko, magbasa, sige, magbasa ako. Two chapters. But without love, we're just doing it out of something na sa puso natin para lang matapos. It's not, we're just turning our Christian faith into one more religion. Wala na pong relasyon. Nagiging routine na lang po. Kailangan matapos ko to. After nitong church, punta ako sa church, okay, tulog lang ako, at least nakapag-church ako, natulog nga lang ako. Pero paglabas ko, masasabi ko, Lord, nag-church ako. But without love, it's just another religion. Never a relationship. And we need to evaluate ourselves. Lord, am I really obeying you? Or I am just doing this out of obligation. It's Sunday. I need to be a Christian since it's Sunday. Lord, I need to give. Kahit na, Lord, talagang hirap na ako. Parang feeling pa natin, kinukuha ng patay ni Lord. Parang feeling pa natin, Lord, ito na nga lang pera ko. Pero sabi nung nag-exhort, ibigay ko daw. But how many of you believes that when God will never withhold good things to all of us? He will always supply every need that we have. Kaya po pag tinignan natin na obligation na to, we're just creating another religion. It's not a relationship anymore. It's not obedience anymore. But obedience is an overflow of knowing, Lord, ang bait mo. How can a good God save me? Despite of all the things that I've done, despite of the things that, the fact that I'm running away from you, still you saved me, you provided for me, you took care of me, of my family. Therefore, I will obey you because this is just an overflow of joy, of love. That is obedience. And another issue that we could see here in this scripture, last but not least, is lordship. This is big time. My brothers and sisters, this is big time. Lordship. This is really the message of this scripture. In fact, sabi po dito, Mark chapter 10, verse 21 to 22. Listen to this. This is so powerful. And Jesus, looking at him, how many of you knows that Jesus knows what's inside of our mind? What's inside of our heart? Even before we approach him, he knows everything. He knows the intention, the motive of this young man, young rich ruler. That is why he said to him, Jesus looked at him, not just looked at him. This is so amazing. Even though nakikita ni Jesus yung pride sa heart nitong taong ito, sabi po dito, he looked at him, but at the same time, he loved him. There was compassion. There was grace. There was mercy. And you know, most of the time, we are just like this young man. With all this self-righteousness, I've done this, I've done that, Lord. Now, therefore, you need to accept me. But God knows our motives, God knows our intention, but yet, God looked at us and loved us with compassion. That is how God is so amazing. He loved him and said to him, listen to this, this is so powerful, this is good news. Sabi ni Jesus dito sa lalaking to, you lack one thing. There's only one thing. You know, yes, you never murdered someone. You did not covet. You did not bear false witness. But there's only one thing that you lack. And sabi po ni Jesus dito, go. Sell what? Can say that with me, all. Hindi po sinabi dito, go. Just a portion. Go just a little. Go just a few of your possession. But Jesus said clearly, go sell all your possessions, all that you have, and give to the poor. And probably this young man was thinking, I wish you didn't say that. Because I believe you know that I have great possessions in life. I wish Jesus didn't say that. But yet, Jesus, touching his security, the very thing that values, that he really values, and that is possession. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, go sell all that you have and give it to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Now, I want to let you know, I want to tell you that this lordship thing is actually a divine exchange. Sinabi po dito, you will have, when you sell all that you have, guess what? You will have treasure in heaven and come, follow me. Minsan po, ang iniisip natin, pagka dininay natin yung sarili natin, when we give everything to God, feeling po natin na walan tayo. Pero sinasabi po sa Bible, this is a great exchange. When we put God first of our in our lives, then therefore, God will exchange it to something. Pagka binigay po natin sa Panginoon yung kasalanan natin, God will give us His forgiveness. Pag binigay po natin sa Panginoon yung despair, yung troubles, challenges, testings in life, God will give us peace. Pagka binigay po natin sa Panginoon yung mga worries, yung mga anxieties, God will give us joy. It's gonna be a great exchange. That is lordship. That is about giving everything to Him. Now, I want to zero in with that word, one thing. The question for all of us right now, what is that one thing? Not just this young man, but probably for all of us here in this place. What is that one thing? We might be attending church. We might be giving generously. We might be praying so hard. We might be fasting. We might be reading God's word. Those are good things. But probably there's one thing that we really need to surrender before God. Listen to this. If you're married here, if you're married, I hope that wala dito sa, if you're married, hindi ikaw to. But you know in your heart, if this is you, this is nothing about, this is not about to condemn or to put you down, but maybe God is touching this one thing in your heart that you really need to surrender to His Lordship. Maybe you're married. God is telling you to be faithful to your spouse. God is telling you to be faithful to your wife or to your husband. But somehow nobody knows. But yet you are still flirting with someone else. Maybe that is one thing that you need to give up before God and make Him your Lord, your master, the one who calls the shot, the one who is the boss over that area of your life. But somehow, it's hard for me. Lord, it's hard for me to give this up. I'm still enjoying this. Would you be willing to give this to God? And let God heal you. Let God heal your relationship, your marriage. Or maybe this one thing is your vices. Maaring bisyo to. Maaring every single Sunday, we never miss church. But somehow there's one thing that we can't really give up before God. Ano yung bisyo na yun? Maaring yung iba sa atin, hirap na hirap, Lord. Ito na yung mga kaibigan ko, yung mga barkada ko, nagkakayayaan na naman. Inuman na naman. Eh, hindi ko matanggihan. Buti pa mga kaibigan natin, hindi natin matanggihan si Lord. Lagi natin dinatanggihan. What is that one thing that we really need to surrender before God and let God take control of that one thing in your life? Maybe gambling. Alam mo yung hindi ka makatulog hanggat hindi ka nakakapag-gamble, nakakapagsugal. Maybe that's one thing that you need to surrender before God under His Lordship. Or maybe some of us here, there's one thing that needs to be surrendered before God. Maybe that is fear. Maybe takot ka, Lord, ano bang future ko? Lord, mag-aasawa pa ba ako? Lord, lahat ng classmate ko, may apo na. Ako, hanggang ngayon, ako wala pa. Maybe may fear ka in the future, Lord. Yayaman ba ako? Lord, ano bang mangyayari sa akin? Maybe that's one thing that you need to surrender before God. Let God move in your life. Trust God. Hope in God. Because God holds the future, not you. Is that the one thing that you really need to surrender before God? It's interesting in verse 22. This young man was disheartened by that saying. I wish Jesus didn't say that. And this young man, disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions. He cannot give up his great possession. Ayaw niyang ipagpalit tong possession na to para sa Panginoon. I hope na hindi tayo magiging katulad nitong lalaking ito. In this story, hindi natin kayang ipagpalit yung emotion natin. Lord, mahal ko siya eh. Kaya kong i-give up lahat. Ang problema, pati si Lord, nag-give up natin para lang sa taong ito. Why not trust God? Because God is the best person in your life. God is the best things in life for you. What's that one thing? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I believe the Lord wants to minister to some of us here, most of us here this afternoon. The question is, what would stop Jesus being the Lord of your life? Ano yung isang bagay na mag-stop sa Panginoon para maging Panginoon mo. Would you be willing to surrender that before God? What's that one thing? You know, I'm not gonna ask you to raise up your hand, but you know who you are, you know your situation right now, you know your issues. But the Lord, I want to let you know, the Lord wants to embrace you right now. The Lord wants to secure you. That indeed, the reason why Jesus Christ died on the cross, simply because He wants to be the Lord and the Master and the ruler of your life. Would you trust Him right now? Talk to God right now. Repent. And let God move in your life. What is that one thing? Just be open before God. Just be transparent. Let God tell God, Lord, ito yung one thing ko. Lord, yung emotion ko. Lord, yung finances. Ang hirap. Hanggang ngayon, Lord, ang hirap pa rin. Hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala. Lord, hindi pa rin ako naniniwala sa tithes and offering. Lord, sa generosity. Lord, hindi pa rin ako naniniwala na may future ako. May takot pa rin ako. Lord, may relationship pa rin ako. Na I know na hindi ka napi-please. Lord, may bisyo pa rin ako na alam ko na, ang hirap tanggalin, pero Lord, tulungan mo ako na mapagtagumpayan ko to. What is that one thing? Would you pray before God and ask God to give you strength, give you grace to overcome, and let God rule and be the Lord of your life right now. What is that one thing? Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, we come to you. We come before you, God, with humility. Lord, with the attitude, God, with the mindset, Lord God, of indeed, Lord, you are the Lord of everything. It's all about Jesus being you, the Lord of everything in our lives. Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, for all of us. Lord, if there's one thing that you are dealing with us right now, Lord, would you give us strength, God, to overcome it? Would you give us strength, God, and the grace, Lord, to say no to this and say yes to you? And Lord, declaring that you, being the Master, the Lord, and the Savior of our lives, take control of this one thing. Maybe not just one thing. Maybe that might be two or maybe more. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would take control of our lives right now. Lord, thank you, Jesus, because Lord, hindi mo po kailangan ng 99.9% na obedience na Lordship. But you want 100% Lordship. It's all or nothing, God. Help us, Lord God, to surrender everything to you, Jesus. Lord, tulungan mo po kami paglabas namin itong place na to. Lord, mamumuhay kami, Lord God, na ikaw ang Panginoon, ikaw ang masusunod sa buhay namin. Hindi po yung desire, hindi po yung mga passion namin, hindi po yung mga gusto namin sa sarili namin, pero ikaw po ang masusunod. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace. Thank you, Lord God, for the mercy.